Fifth inning action from Meyer Grove. Randy Rothstein, Kirby Hamish with you as Peyton Van Beck will face the middle of the Charger lineup. Regan Nelson, Owen Meyer, and Anthony Reverman. Regan Nelson popped up to first base, his first at bat today. Kirby, you want to know how smart this smartphone is?
How smart, Randy?
Well, the smartwatch. It tells me when I'm sitting too long.
That's pretty good.
That is good.
Does that make you feel like self-esteem wise? Like,
I know,
hey, leave
I know.
Me alone.
It's like
I'm
almost got to stand up and do some broadcasting. First pitch to Regan Nelson is a strike and 0-1. Nelson sounded like he broke his bat there, squibs it to second. Matt Schmitz up with it. Over to Dingman and 4-3 in the putout. That one looks like it is firewood.
That'll be in the burn barrel later.
Center fielder Owen Meyer.
Owen Meyer to the plate. I know when wood bats came back, made their comeback, there was a lot of team parties around broken bats where they would have bonfires. Here's a one hopper over to Winter. Nice, strong throw by Peyton across the diamond and 5-3 in the putout.
Very nice play. Right on the foul line after he fielded it. Through across in time to get the speedy Meyer. Nice play right there by the third baseman, your buddy Peyton Winter.
That'll bring Anthony Reverman back into the batter's box as Reverman 0 for 1 tonight with a ground ball to short. Reverman chases that first pitch, falls it back and out of play in the count 0-1. No, a lot of teams thought, well, let's have a party with all the broken bats. And so they would have a bonfire and yeah, it was a good reason to have a party, Kirby. Well, you know, baseball teams.
They're looking for reasons to get together.
They are. They really are. You know, another good reason to get together, I've heard so many people that over the winter, to break up the winter, they'll listen to the rebroadcast of our amateur baseball games. And they've actually got together with other people and listened to the games. Isn't that cool?
It is cool.
It is. And Reverman takes a breaking ball, Winter, or excuse me, Peyton Van Beck thought he had strike three there on Anthony.
Well, for those Saints and Chargers fans listening in the future, happy holidays, I guess.
Here's the pitch, and Reverman drives it to right field. Derek Wiener hardly has to move. He makes the catch for the out, and that'll end the Charger fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. 4.5 innings. It's El Rosa 2, Spring Hill nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM. We're back in a minute.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now is the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows and El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730. Leo's Auto Body and Glass.
Bottom of five here in Meyer Grove. Welcome back. Randy Rothstein with you. Kirby Hamish sitting aside me. The night just keeps getting nicer and nicer.
Wow. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how I have a jacket packed. I don't believe it'll be making its way into the press box at Gumby Bauer Field.
I thought about the jacket after about 5 miles.
Oh, that's...
And I thought, well, I'm not turning back now.
Classic Randy timing.
Exactly.
Twins game delayed right now. Our weather from this afternoon maybe made its way to the cities.
Interesting. Here's Blaine Fisher at the plate, and the first pitch to Blaine is a strike called 0-1. So where's that Kenny Chesney concert, U.S. Bank Stadium?
I believe so.
Down in the Twin Cities?
Yeah.
Here's a chopper down the first baseline. Damer Fields, he'll run it to the bag and beating Fisher by a couple steps.
Another brilliant scheduling mark by Sports Authority, whoever takes care of that stuff, like the Twins are gone, you know, 81 times a year. Why would you have all those people come at the same time?
But yeah.
Whatever. Parking is ample here in Meyer Grove and in El Rosa if you're coming out tonight. So you have been forewarned. Game time, by the way, Randy, 1 hour after the final out of this game. That'll be 1 hour. You start your clock until the start of the Luxembourg-St. Martin game.
First pitch to Kevin Kiefler is a strike called 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. Kiefler, 1-for-1 today with a walk and a double. And drives this to right field. Coming hard is the right fielder. He will not be able to come up with it, so it bounces in front of Regan Nelson. And Kevin Kiefler with a 2-for-2 day going.
On base, on base, on base is the leadoff man, Kevin Kiefler.
Now batting left fielder, Will Van Beck.
I'll bring Will Van Beck to the plate. Will 0-for-2. Anthony Reverman giving up those two runs to the Saints in the second inning. An inning where they had two hits and a walk sandwiched in there. That big hit was a double by Kiefler, who scored two runs, had two RBIs. Here's a drive down the third baseline. It's followed, though, by Van Beck. Now, Will is the younger brother of Peyton. And Will does some relief pitching, too. He's right-handed.
I saw him pitch this year, a couple innings.
Kevin Kiefler, big jump overhead first. He was off a long way. I think at Reverman, Kirby had stepped off. He could start running at him.
Seriously. He kind of gets that Jackie Robinson lead where he just little tippy-toes his way out.
And he goes. Here's Terrace's throw to second in time. No, he dropped the ball. Boy, Kiefler slid right into Eric Terrace's glove, and the ball rolled out. But the ball had beat him, Kirby.
Little brother tagged before he caught, as Nathan's throw was perfect right there. But Eric, as I had just mentioned, put the tag on without the ball in the glove. So into scoring position goes Mr. Kiefler.
And Will Van Beck with an opportunity for an RBI with one out. And Kiefler over at second. Riverman looking back to second. Here's a pop-up over by first. Damer giving chase. Luke by the fence. And oh, he goes over the fence. That short little fence. He does a somersault right over the fence. And he'll come back into play.
Hops back over the fence looking like Andre the Giant, basically. Just goes right over the top rope. But he seems to be okay.
I'll never forget, too. I mean, we saw last night Landon Nyman running into the fence in El Rosa, but I think it was Jordan Macho, who was playing for St. Martin at the time. He did a similar move over a side fence like that.
Sure.
Playing first base. You're going all out, trying to make the play.
It's Regions, baby.
Yep. 0-2 the count to Will Van Beck. Here's the pitch. Van Beck pops this one up foul down the third baseline. Austin Schoenberg. We'll give chase, and Austin's going to stay on this side of the fence. We got full sunshine here in Meyer Grove. 0-2 yet to Will.
Big spot, Randy. 2-0 game right now, and Spring Hill's got to keep it right here, where El Rosa, on the other hand, could flex a lead a little bit right
you
now.
2-0. 2-0. You look at it as, we can get two runs. You get a third run, that becomes a little more tough. Reverman comes home. Van Beck bloops this one to straightaway center field. That's a base hit. Owen Meyer comes up with it cleanly, and his throw to the plate gets by everybody at the plate. Kiefler thought about scoring, and now Reverman flips it back to Terrace, and Kiefler had retreated back to third base already. And a lot of,
Okay, so Kevin gets the late break from AJ. Nathan calls for a cutoff as Terrace calls for the cutoff. Damer does not cut it. Gets to the plate, rolls up the arm of Nathan Terrace. Kevin with, what was he, half the way down the line, realizes that Reverman was backing up home, and he's out by about 25 feet. So he turns around, and in that flip to Nathan, that goes off Nathan again, because if it's a clean flip, he turns and throws him out at third base.
It was almost like hot potato.
Seriously.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, does an error get given? Because Will Van Beck did get second base on the ball that got past Terrace and Reverman.
I would give an error right there, yes.
Jackson Peter at the plate with the base runner over at second.
So an error on Owen Meyer.
Because that ball did get through.
He was stopped at first.
He was. Jackson Peter at the plate. Runners in scoring position with one out. Strike called at the knees. And one ball, one strike.
Activity in the Charger pen. Tyler Hoffman, Greenwald Cub draftee, warming up. Infield in for Spring Hill.
Kiefler at third. Will Van Beck at second. Yep, that infield in on the grass. Pitch to Peter. Nice stop by Nathan Terrace behind the plate as he went down and blocked it, kept it from going to the backstop. Count 2-1.
You think Jamie remembers where Jackson hit it in the first inning, Randy?
I kind of wonder if he does, yeah.
Way in the hole.
Yep, Jamie is shading over to the line here. Pull hitter, Jackson Peter. Two balls, one strike. The pitch, that bounces up to the plate again. And again, Nathan Terrace does a great job keeping that in front of him. I just give Nathan credit all those years of catching Kirby. I mean, he's got to have, like, bionic knees. It's like I just envy players that can do that for so long. Gosh.
Tip of the cap.
Yep, Riverman from the stretch comes home. Peter takes ball four. That's going to load him up.
Base was open right there. Peter, dangerous hitter, as we're going to get Gordo out of the dugout, Randy, and it gives me an opportunity to mention the fine sponsors of Region 15C, West Central Sanitation, El Rosa Lumber Company, St. Martin National Bank, Columbia Gear, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Kensington Insurance Agency, Shady's Long Shots, Albany Ready Mix, Kensington Bank, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Shady Silver Spur, White Clover Farms, IPM Precision Machining and Gear Cutting, Central Minnesota Realty, Sportsman's Den, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Richmond A&W, Corky's Bar, Brandon Stang Custom Farming, Dairyland Supply, Grove Mutual, Kramer Lumber, Leo's Auto Body, Albany Chrysler Center, Albany Family Dentistry, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, B&S Excavating, Buyerbilt, Freeport State Bank, Greenwald Pub, John Dold, Century 21 First Realty, Meyer Grove Co-op, Lake Henry Implement, Painesville Farmers Union, Pep's Pork, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Rambo Incorporated.
As Ashton Dingman delivers a single on the first pitch from Anthony Reverman. That'll score Kiefler. Everybody moves up 90 feet. And Ashton Dingman, with his second hit of the afternoon, makes it 3-0 El Rosa.
He was not waiting around, Randy, as he was ready to hit right when he got into the box. And he spanked that thing through the right side. 3-0 Saints. Broadcast here on KASM. Also brought to you by Painesville Mutual Insurance, Rambo, Stony Creek Dairy, all giving you your region broadcast here in 2022.
Derek Wiener into the batter's box with the bases loaded. Still only one out in the fifth. And the pitch bouncing up to the plate again. Nathan Terrace with another stop. Hoffman continues to throw in the bullpen. 3 balls, no strikes. Anthony Reverman kicks and delivers. Wiener ground ball deep in the hole, past Terrace into left field, a base hit. They're going to send Jackson Peter and the throw to the plate. He will be ruled out at the plate. Over to third goes Dingman. As A.J. Hadley taking a chance, trying to score two runs. Will Van Beck had scored in front of Jackson Peter. It's now 4-0. Base hit for Derek Wiener. He gets an RBI on the play.
A.J. getting aggressive right here. As Corey had the ball, I don't think the runner was even really past.
It was fairly shallow left field.
Yeah.
Up to the plate, Matt Schmitz. Anthony Reverman's pitch to Matt Schmitz. A strike called, 0-1.
4-0 lead, 2 in the second, 2 again here in the fifth for El Rosa. Big spot right here for Spring Hill, trying to keep this thing within striking distance. Randy Schmitz could almost really open it up.
2 runs in the second, 2 here in the fifth, 4-0 El Rosa with the lead, and the pitch 2. Schmitz is outside of ball, 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Runners at first and third. Reverman's pitch. There's a strike call to Matt Schmitz, and one and two now. One ball, two strikes. Reverman sets himself again on the mound. And the pitch on the way. It's popped up over by the first base dugout. This is going to go out of play. The count stays one and two.
Be a lot harder for Damer to get over that fence.
Yes. And that was much further foul.
Did he have a play on that first one? Could he have reached over?
It was close enough. Pitch to Schmitz. High for a ball and two and two. Two balls, two strikes. Four runs, eight hits, two errors, no runs, no hits, and no errors for Spring Hill. Schmitz, another foul ball. This is going to go into the parking lot. Right off the top of that car, there's another job for Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming. Kirby, you had made the statement earlier. It was a quiet day for Leo, but he has made up for it here in this game.
Workload starting to pick up, Leo. Summer snooze is coming out, coming gone.
Two outs, two strikes. Schmidt swings and misses. He's out on strikes. That'll end the Saint fifth inning. But they do some more damage, scoring two runs on four hits. There was an error and two men left on base. We played five here in Meyer Grove. Al Rosa four, Spring Hill nothing. More Region 15C baseball in a minute on KASM.
Your tomorrow is important to Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. That's why you can trust us to provide you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages you can count on. As a proud Grinnell Mutual member, we'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Hitting off the top of the sixth for the Chargers. Left fielder, Corey.
Top of the sixth inning, Peyton Van Beck will face Corey Schoenberg. Luke Damer, and then the top of the order in Eric Terrace. 4-0, Al Rosa with the lead as Peyton Van Beck his pitch. Corey Schoenberg folds it back and out of play in the count 0-1.
One over the minimum through five for Peyton Van Beck.
Well, it's one strike. Van Beck kicks, delivers, and Schoenberg swings at a pitch in the dirt, and 0-2. The ball's two strikes.
Corey, a strikeout victim, his first time up, Randy.
0-2 the count. As the kick and the pitch by Peyton Van Beck, and that's going to hit Schoenberg on 0-2. Seeing some more activity in Spring Hill's bullpen, Kirby.
Different flavor this time. Looks like Regan Nelson down there heating it up.
Stepping up to the plate, first baseman Luke Damer.
Luke Damer to the plate. Luke struck out in his first at-bat. As Peyton Van Beck will work now from the stretch. The left-hander comes home, and Damer takes high for a ball, 1-0. Ball, no strikes.
Chargers down four. 12 outs they got to play with here, but they haven't done much with the first 15.
Here's a bloop down the right field line. This one's going to fall in for a base hit. Corey Schoenberg was watching his coach Gordy Barton, and waiting for that sign to come to third, and Gordy was holding him all the time.
So there goes the no-no, and a little bloop down to right. So hit by pitch and a bloop single. We're going to get a pinch runner right here, as it looks like out of the dugout as Damer will be lifted for a pinch runner. Gordon deciding who it is, or has he got it picked out? Kid just needs a helmet. Ben Welly, number 16.
So Welly in for Damer, running over at first base. Two on, nobody out. Top of the order we go. Here's Eric Terrace. Winter in on the grass over at third.
As is Digman at first, so they're thinking bunt.
And Eric Terrace takes a strike on the inside corner and 0-1.
Bounce out in a flyout for ET thus far today. Very unlike him to not be on base during a Regions game.
Exactly. No balls, one strike. 4-0 Al Rosa here in the sixth. And Eric Terrace squibs it down the third baseline. It is foul, and the count at 0-2 now to Eric. You know, most players, Kirby, I would say, well, don't have to worry about bunt no more. But Eric Terrace, I don't know.
As far as bat control goes, bunters in the Stearns County League in the last 10 years, I'm thinking Bacchus, I'm thinking Brian Schlungen, and this guy or would be on three of my four Mount Rushmore.
Yep. And Terrace will take outside a ball. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. I almost thought that he was going to pull up on that bat. Just gave a real little glimpse of maybe, yeah. 1-2 the count. Runners take their leads at first and second. And Terrace will foul it to the backstop again. The count stays 1-2. Austin Schoenberg on deck.
Big inning here for Spring Hill. You get Peyton Van Beck to throw some pressure pitches, Randy, as opposed to standing up there, full windup, nobody on base, which has been pretty much his evening or his afternoon thus far. So putting the heat to him a little bit.
One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Terrace pops this one up in the infield. Infield fly if it's fair, and it is fair, and Dingman makes the catch. So pop up over to first and one out. Here comes Austin Schoenberg to the plate. Austin 0-for-1 today with a walk.
Tough luck for Eric. You want to go anywhere but straight up in a situation like that. Van Beck made a good pitch. Two strikes. You got to put that swing on it, otherwise you're out.
Peyton Van Beck comes home to Austin Schoenberg. Curveball, strike one. The ball's in a strike. Van Beck and Blaine Fisher going through a few signs. Here's the pitch and fouled to the backstop by Austin Schoenberg in 0-2. Austin helping Peyton Van Beck out there a little bit. That pitch was up in the strike zone, up by his eyes. The ball's two strikes, one out, two on. Corey Schoenberg taking his lead at second. Here's the pitch to Schoenberg, and Austin goes down swinging on a changeup there. Wow. Nice pitch.
He left the zone again right there, Randy. His couple of tantalizing pitches that got the Charger third baseman to chase.
That'll bring Jamie Terrace to the plate. Jamie 0-for-2 today out of that number three hole. Runners at first and second. Two outs. Terrace pops this one up. Foul ground. That's going to go out of play. Down the first baseline. And 0-1 to Jamie. Well, it's one strike. Dingman not holding Ben Welly over at first, so he's able to get off with a pretty big lead if he wanted to. Pitch to Terrace. Shot up the middle. That's a base hit. Is it going to score Corey Schoenberg? Kevin Kiefler comes up with it. He'll double clutch on it. He couldn't get a grip on it. Schoenberg scores the Chargers' first run, and it's 4-1.
Jamie Terrace clutches up. Seen this movie before, Randy, as he punches one right through the gut. Yeah, Kevin had to come in a long way. He was playing pretty deep. You don't want to get burnt with the two outs there and a guy scoring on a double, but he came up, and I think he hit the nail on the head. He didn't really have a good handle on the ball when he threw it in, so then he just hit the cut.
Yep. Keep those guys at first and second. I think that's what Kevin is thinking. I mean, we got Peyton Van Beck on the mound. He's going to get an out here.
And we've seen a couple snowball fights here in this game.
Yes, we have. I'll bring Nathan Terrace to the plate. Nathan will take high for a ball, 1-0. So Nathan trying to get a couple more runs across here for the Chargers. Ben Welly at second. Jamie Terrace over at first. Peyton Van Beck on the mound. The first pitch of ball to Nathan. There's a strike called and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Nathan deep in the box. Peyton Van Beck, just a quick glance back to second and comes home. And Terrace down to one knee with that swing. And it's fouled to the backstop and 1-2.
He had a tie game on his mind with that cut, Randy.
Well, you know what Earl Weaver always said. Three-run home runs win ball games. At least that three-run homer would have tied it. Nathan Terrace squibs it to third. Winter in on the grass. Across the diamond, 5-3 on the putout. That'll end the Chargers' sixth inning, but they get a run. One run on two hits, no errors, and two left on base. We have played 5.5 innings. It's El Rosa 4, Spring Hill 1. More baseball coming up in 1 minute here on KASM.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie, American staples, and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, as we head into the fall, it's a good time to fill up your diesel tanks and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest. All it takes is a call to the agronomy department, and the experts can come out to your farm and do crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Good luck to all the teams playing in the Region 15C tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Now more than ever, at Albany Mutual Telephone, we understand how important your time is when spending it with friends and family. That's why we are proud to offer our fiber optic internet that provides speeds up to 1 gigabit. That's internet speeds 100 times faster than regular broadband internet. So get ultra-fast internet today, because when it comes to your life, we know that every minute counts. That's the gig life. Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home.
Bottom of the sixth inning. Anthony Reverman waiting for his catcher. Nathan Terrace was the last batter in the inning. So Nathan coming out. Thank you, Kurt Meyer. Got an H2O, Kirby.
Hydration. Our third of four games here. All three are our final game here today, but our third of four games on Chasm Radio today, as our nightcap will be a state qualifier between Luxembourg and St. Martin, as those two teams will be over in El Rosa an hour after the start of, or an hour after the conclusion of this game is the scheduled start time for that game. We'll have your rosary and all that religious programming for you between games right here on KASM.
Gavin Campson leads off the sixth inning for El Rosa, and the first pitch is strike called, 0-1. Anthony Reverman still on the mound for Spring Hill. The right-hander kicks and delivers, and Campson ground ball to second. Eric Terrace up with it. Quick throw to first, and 4-3 in the putout of Gavin.
Big inning for Spring Hill. Try to get back into that dugout, build off that run they just scored. Get some momentum going.
Bring Peyton Winter to the plate. Peyton, 1-for-2 so far today. Base hit and a run scored in the second. Grounded to short in the fourth. Batting here in the sixth, and the first pitch, a strike called, 0-1 to Peyton. Ball's one strike. The kick, the pitch. There's a breaking ball from Reverman and strike two. The ball's two strikes to count. Anthony Reverman wields and deals. That pitch up by the head of Winter and 1-2.
72 and sunny. Not bad, Randy.
Not bad. One ball, two strikes. It's a little bit low, and 2-2. Kirby, it actually might be chilly out on the lake today.
August chilly? That's not a thing. Go out on the lake or do a little October fishing sometime and get back to me about chili on the lake.
Two balls, two strikes. Winter will follow it back and out of play.
Or drive the pontoon from the landing to the lift that first time in March or April, and then you'll know about chili on the lake.
Or put on waders and go put some dock out.
Put it in there, yeah.
Yeah. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch to Winter. Pops this up in the infield. Terrace in at second, calling for it. Makes the catch for out number two.
Big inning, last inning for El Rosa. They had barreled up a little bit, but some softer contact here in the sixth, Randy. In an inning that Gordon Barton was really asking Anthony Reverman to kind of show what he's worth right here after being touched up a couple times. I'm putting you back out there. And so thus far here in the sixth inning, he's answered the bell.
He has indeed. Blaine Fisher to the plate. Blaine 0 for 1 today with a walk and run scored. The pitch, strike called, 0-1 from Reverman. Austin Shaneberg, not real sure if Blaine Fisher might throw down a bunt. Pitch is low and away. And the count, 1-1. 1-1 the count. Beautiful night for amateur baseball. As Reverman kicks and delivers. It's popped up, falling out of play down the third baseline.
Oh!
Count of 1-2.
I almost caught that.
Barehanded?
Barehanded, yeah. Almost caught it, but.
1-2. Anthony Reverman shakes off one sign from Nate Terrace. And here comes his pitch to Blaine Fisher. Fisher, a line drive to Jamie Terrace over at short, and that'll do it for Saints in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played six here in Meyer Grove. It's El Rosa 4, Spring Hill 1. More baseball in a minute on KASN.
Whether buying or selling real estate, it's one of the biggest investments you'll make in your lifetime. Hi, this is John Dold of Century 21 First Realty. I had the opportunity to play amateur baseball for the Richmond Royals for 17 years and built lifelong friendships. It was there I discovered that so many of my peers made the decision to buy their first home so they could remain close and play baseball for their hometown team. Now my team is Century 21 First Realty. If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, business, or farm, call me at 320-492-7010. Email john.dold@century21.com or visit John Dole Real Estate on Facebook.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
We make our way to the top of the seventh inning. It'll be Regan Nelson, Owen Meyer, and Anthony Reverman facing Peyton Van Beck. Regan Nelson so far today, 0 for 2. As Van Beck's pitch, a strike right at the belt, and 0-1 to Regan.
Still zip on the heater from old PVB.
The kick, the pitch, that popped up on the right side. Matt Schmitz. Back on the grass, makes the catch for the out. Boy, there's been a lot of those today, Kirby.
Soft pop-up.
Yeah.
Soft pop-up.
That's pitcher doing a good job.
I think once we get into the second, third, fourth pitchers of the weekend, maybe we get a little more barreling up. And we've seen some great pitching thus far in this tournament.
Owen Meyer takes his first pitch outside of ball, 1-0. Owen, 0 for 2 on the afternoon, now evening. Peyton Van Beck kicks and delivers, and Meyer a foul tip into the mitt of Fisher, and 1-1.
Just like everybody expected coming in, Randy, the worst start of the tournament thus far through all eight starters, Matt Geislinger. 6 runs through 6 innings.
Owen Meyer will take inside a ball, and 2-1. 2-1. Peyton Van Beck ready. Here comes his pitch, and Meyer pops that one straight up behind home plate. Blaine Fisher gets rid of the mask. And, oh, it pops out of his glove. Tried to just, I guess, catch it with the glove and not use the other hand.
It was one of those that, you know, and you've seen drop pop-ups by a catcher a million times. With this one, he had measured perfectly.
Yeah.
He got right to the spot, discarded the mask, had the glove up, but just didn't put it away.
It wasn't like he was disoriented and
no.
Bobbing all over the place. No, swing and a miss by Meyer. He's out on strikes, so Peyton Van Beck comes back and gets the strikeout.
Wanted to pad the Van Beck strikeout total, I guess.
And to the plate, Peyton Van Beck's counterpart, Anthony Reverman. Anthony over two today. Chargers with two hits on the scoreboard this afternoon. Base hit by Luke Damer and a base hit by Jamie Terrace. Ground ball to second. Up with it is Schmitz over to first. 4-3 on the putout, and that'll do it for the Chargers in the seventh. Nothing across. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 6.5 innings. El Rosa 4, Spring Hill 1. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to all the area teams at the Region 15C Baseball Tournament. Stearns County Baseball in the summertime goes together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural needs, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Make the switch and start your new career at Beyer Built Woodworks in Belgrade. Beyer is a family-owned company that offers fantastic benefits. Right now, they're looking for a general laborer, assembler, and night shift truck loader with a $20 starting wage. Beyer Built Woodworks, a millwork distributor in Belgrade, offers health, dental, life, disability, 401k with company match, paid time off, and revenue sharing with a strong, growing company. Apply today at BeyerBuilt.com. That's B-A-Y-E-R, BeyerBuilt.com.
Also have positions for machine operators, route drivers, and over-the-road drivers.
All of us lonely. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Anthony Reverman had the baseball, and apparently that baseball must have had some kind of cut on it.
Didn't like it.
Did not like it, and actually the home plate umpire threw it out.
Actually, the catcher threw it out.
Catcher did? Okay.
Mr. Burchett didn't get a chance to look at it.
Not going to even use it.
Yeah.
Kevin Kiefler steps up to the plate, and Kiefler got a perfect day going. 2-for-2, a walk, scored a run. A
couple RBIs, double.
As Kiefler pops this one up in the infield, Eric Terrace over at second. Calling for it, makes the catch for the out.
Get that guy out on two pitches. Keep him off the bases. Mr. Reverman's happy right now.
So one down, and comes Will Van Beck to the plate. Will this afternoon, 1-for-3 with a run scored. And the pitch to Will Van Beck is high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Reverman's pitch high for a ball and 2-0. Again, the start of the night game will be 1 hour after this ball game is completed. There's a strike called and two balls and a strike.
Also, for those curious, they will not start accepting entrants until a half an hour after this game's completed. I would assume the Saints got to get over and start working.
Bring the tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah. To gain entry into the park. Strike called in 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Chopper down the third baseline. Austin Schoenberg has it. Throw on to Damer. And 5-3 on the putout. Will Van Beck retired?
This is the guy you want with nobody on, Randy.
Jackson Peter.
Hasn't happened. That's the second time it's happened. He led off an inning earlier, but yeah.
Jackson 1-for-2 today with a walk. And the pitch has popped up and out of play. That went over by the first base dugout. 0-1 the count to Jackson Peter, batting with nobody on, two outs here in the seventh inning. Here's the pitch. There's a strike called, and 0-2 now to Jackson Peter.
It's a good spot, Randy, right at the knees, maybe a little on the outer half. Living there.
Absolutely. Reverman's pitch. Peter drives this one to straightaway center field. Owen Myers got it measured, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Saints in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Seven in our books, 4-1. El Rosa with the lead over Spring Hill. We will be back for the eighth with the one and the only Kirby Hamish. Back in a minute.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Stop in at QPC Store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op, 320-987-3297.
To the eighth. Here we go. Spring Hill down to their final six outs, trailing by three as Corey Schoenberg will start the eighth inning. Same way he got things going in the sixth inning for Spring Hill, as this time he takes the first offering and hits him right in the foot, Randy.
Yeah, right off the ankle the way it looked. Ouch.
He has now surpassed Joe Stengler's region lead for hit by pitches, up 2-1 now. That brings Luke Damer to the plate with a man on. Top of the order on deck as Van Beck looking to tighten the screws a little bit right here. As the first offering, that's hit up the gut, and a diving stop at short. Backhand to Smith for one. The relay to first in time. 6-4-3. Jackson Peter takes a hit away and turns two while he does it.
Oh, my goodness. What a play by Jackson Kirby. Diving, just extending that long body of his and flipping it to Schmitz from the ground.
I can see why you said you'd take nine of him. He's fun to watch. He's having a day here. Very nice play defensively. Two quick ones, and Eric Terrace bounces one towards second. Schmitz up with it, and it is a three-pitch inning right there. A hit-by-pitch, a first-pitch double play, and then a ground-out, 4-6, and a quick one for Van Beck as he retires the Chargers in order here in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. On to the bottom of the eighth. Coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM. Actually, we will take a minute and a half timeout with a pitching change. We're back in a minute and a half right here on KASM Radio.
Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-body flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments. Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 1-855-845-8415. Good luck to all the area teams.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. We're proud to once again support the broadcast of the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament. The fields in Meyer Grove and El Rosa are looking great, and amateur baseball continues to be a great sport to follow. West Central Sanitation is your local, family-owned refuse and recycling company, celebrating our 43rd year in business, and we serve much of central Minnesota. Hit a home run today and call West Central Sanitation at 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation, good neighbors you've come to trust.
Bottom eight, insurance time for the Saints as they'll see a new pitcher, Randy Rothstein.
They will. Tyler Hoffman, draftee from Greenwald, delivers the first pitch, Kerb.
Hit on the ground first. Damer up with it. Wins the race to the bag. We have now seen four outs in the last three pitches, Randy.
That's crazy.
Someone tell Derek Wiener that to hack at this thing. We also have a defensive change catching Devin Gertken into the game to catch Nathan Terrace, getting the eighth inning off as Tyler Hoffman, the Greenwald Cub, missing outside. And there goes that fun of outs on pitches as 1-0 the count. Hoffman, the Cubby. That long drive over from Greenwald here today as the 1-0 offering to Wiener, missing for a ball, now 2-0. 4-1 our score here in favor of El Rosa in the bottom of the eighth inning. Chargers will have 2-3-4. Schaumburg, Terrace due up in the ninth inning as the 2-0 pitch. That is missing for a ball as well. Three wide ones now to Derek Wiener, who is 1-for-3 on the day. Hoffman a deep breath as the draftee rocks and fires. 1-0 pitch, 3-0 pitch, excuse me, is in there for a strike, moving our count to 3-1. St. Martin and Luxembourg coming up tonight, an hour after the final out.
All right, we also have another catcher in there, too.
Yeah, Devin Gertken.
Devin Gertken is in there.
Ooh, good chunk of that for Wiener. That's going to run the drop in front of the center fielder, Owen Meyer. Meyer quickly over to get that and sling it back in. I thought for a second, Randy, that might run the gap, but Wiener punching one to right for a base knock.
Kerb, you got your guess on attendance today?
I don't know, 450.
Kirby's going with 450 today, and I'm going with 605.
Oh, no, so I'm way off.
I don't know what Randy Schaumburg has for us.
Second baseman, Matt Schmitz.
Well, hurry up with it already. Oh, Randy won?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to buy candy tonight?
Thank you.
You said what?
605.
Oh, I thought you said something else. It's 660. It's a very nice day here today.
Thank you. Yeah. 600.
You don't want your trash back, Randy? As that brings Matt Schmitz to the plate. Schmitty working on an 0-for-3 here today. First pitch missing for a ball. Very good crowd here in Meyer Grove all day, and let's hope that keeps up tomorrow, next weekend. All early August on as the 1-0 pitch missing for a ball as well. Now 2-0. So what's it going to be, Hall of Famer?
Oh, definitely a Kit Kat.
Kit Kat it is.
Yeah.
You got it. It'll be a Kit Kat, not a Spit Kat, too. Promise. As the 2-0 pitch in there for a strike, moving our count to 2-1, I believe. As Hoffman set. Tyler ready, 2-1 pitch. That's Lace caught by Schaumburg at third. He will not have a throw across the diamond as wisely freezing on the line drive was Wiener. And out on the lineout is Matt Schmitz, a day he wants to forget pretty soon as a 0-for-4. But he's hit a couple balls hard, Randy. He just can't seem to get it past Austin Schaumburg.
Yeah, right on the nose there, and you got to remember that at least after the day is over that you hit it hard, Kirby.
Yeah.
That's baseball.
It's the old you hit three balls hard, and then you bloop a single the next time around.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'll keep that off the air, Mr. Commissioner. Uh-huh. Maybe the mother's listening. One strike the count is a foul ball by Gavin Campson. as that pitch chops right back to Hoffman on the mound. He'll flip it to Damer, and it is a 1-3 putout for Campson. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left for El Rosa here in the eighth inning. We've played eight, 4-1. Chargers got three outs to score three. You're going to hear the ninth inning right here on KASM in 1 minute.
The Greenwald Pub in Greenwald is the place for all your upcoming events, weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, bridal and baby showers, business meetings, and anything else. They will prepare the luncheon or meal to your liking for all events. They also do catering and rent out tables and chairs. For a large or small event, the Greenwald Pub will get it done right for you. Phone 987-3100 and talk to Jeff or stop in at the pub. Get your events booked for this year and 2023 at the Greenwald Pub. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Pub. For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Last wraps for Spring Hill, as it'll be 2-3-4 in their batting order, as Peyton Van Beck has spun a gem thus far as the lefty's first offering to Schoenberg. Tapped on the ground towards second. Schmitz up with it, and the all-important first out of the ninth inning. Recorded on one pitch, Randy Rothstein, 4-3.
Kirby, they're never going to remember you doing the eighth and ninth inning. It's going so fast.
I mean, some people could say this broadcast would be forgettable from the first seven innings, but no, they're attacking right now.
Oh,
Van Beck's attacking
yeah.
as well. Jamie Terrison in the batter's box. That pitch on the corner for a strike. JT got the lone RBI on his single in the sixth inning for Spring Hill, plating Corey Schoenberg. 4-1 our score in favor of El Rosa. Saints looking for a date with the Royals tomorrow morning at 11 for a state tournament berth. Spring Hill looking to avoid that, trying to keep that from happening and keep from playing Watkins tomorrow at 1:30 in the afternoon. As Van Beck's 1-1 pitch up and away to Terrace, now 2-1. It is Gertken on deck for Spring Hill. He'll stay in the game and hit for Nate Terrace. As Peyton's 2-1 offering to number 21, that's laced, but caught at shortstop by Jackson Peter. As perfectly played, puts it away, and the Saints an out away.
Jamie Terrace hit that one on the nose, Kirby, right at
him. Right at him. Dylan Gertken, my apologies, I think I called him Devin earlier. Dylan Gertken, the batter, last hopes for the Chargers, as the first offering missing high for a ball from Van Beck. Peyton faced six men in the sixth inning, as a couple shakes of the head as him and his catcher Fisher can't get on the same page. 1-2-3 in the second, third, or first, second, third. Four guys faced in the fourth. 1-2-3 in the fifth. I mentioned the six guys in the sixth. 1-2-3 in the seventh. Three guys faced in the eighth. And he's faced two here in the ninth, Randy. He is currently four over the minimum with a run scored. 31st man he's faced right here as the one strike pitch in there. That pitch cut on and missed. Gertken down to his final strike at 1-2. Saints looking to stay on the top of the bracket. As Van Beck gets the sign from Fisher. The lefty rocks and fires. That pitch waved at and missed. Knocked down by Fisher. He's up with it. His throw to Dingman in time. It is a six strikeout complete game, one run masterpiece from Peyton Van Beck as he retires the Chargers in order in the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. That's a 4-1 victory for El Rosa Runcie.
Pretty impressive. Peyton Van Beck on his game this afternoon, Kirby. And some timely hitting, Kevin Kiefler. With a double that scored two and also a couple RBIs for the likes of who would it have been here? It would have been, looks like Will Van Beck would have picked up an RBI.
Kiefler's got two.
Yep. Actually, maybe Ashton Dingman.
I got Dingman for one, and then Wiener for one.
Wiener, there you go. So, yeah, just great, great day for the El Rosa Saints. Of course, when you got a guy like Peyton Van Beck throwing, Kirby, you can play your game. And again, we saw some defensive gems out there. I tell you that that Jackson Peter double play, pretty darn good. And oh, there is the can.
Keg stays in El Rosa.
The keg stays in El Rosa every time those two play. Yeah, keg's on the line.
Mitty's thinking that keg in the closet's going to sound a little sweeter at at U.S. Bank Stadium here this evening.
I bet it is. Some line scores today. El Rosa, 4 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. They left 6 on base. And Spring Hill, 1 run, 2 hits, 1 error, and they left 3 men on base. The winning pitcher, Peyton Van Beck, goes the distance today. The loss will go to starter Anthony Reverman. Kirby, we're going to wrap it up quickly here. Scott's got things to do back at our studios in Albany, and we'll be joining you from El Rosa. We'll pack the bags up and head on the road again. Region 15C, we want to name our player of the game. The coveted cap player of the game goes to
Kevin Kiefler.
Kevin Kiefler, center fielder, got the double that put Spring Hill up, and that's where it stayed.
That's where it stayed, and that's where the keg stays. Congratulations, Kevin.
Yep. All right, Kevin Kiefler, our player of the game. And baseball brought to you by Lewis Autobody, Glass and Farming, Albany Chrysler Center, Albany Family Dentistry, Albany Mitchell Telephone Association, BNS Excavating, Buyer Built, the Freeport State Bank, the Greenwald Pub, John Dole, Century 21, First Realty, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Pep's Pork, Cabral Spring Hill, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Rambo, Stony Creek Dairy, West Central Sanitation, El Rosa Lumber Company, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Columbia Gear, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, in Munich, Sock Center and Long Prairie, Kensington Insurance Agency, Shady's Long Shots, Albany Ready Mix, Kensington Bank, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin, White Clover Farms, IPM, Ub Wade Park, Central Minnesota Realty, The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Richmond and Albany, AMW, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Brandon Stang, Custom Farming, Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center and Grove Mutual Insurance. Your final this afternoon, 4-1. El Rosa with the victory over Spring Hill. Scott, we're going to send it back to you. Our Catholic Mass, the Rosary, all coming up next here on KASM Radio.